Rabbi Isaiah, good morning. A good Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos HaGadol, Abba Aleinu L'Toyva, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Metzora, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, where we're getting close to the mitzvahs of the great Yontif, which is about to come upon us, the mitzvahs of the Leil B'dikas Chametz. And then we enter, Mirtz Hashem, all of us will enter Monday evening into the Leil Shimurim, the Lechem D'mei Menusa, the Matzis, the Yayin, the Maror, all the mitzvahs of the Leil Seder, and we will recount again the Agodas Pesach, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we give over to our children. And as we know, that this week we were zoicha to a Leil Shimurim Mukdam. Last Matzei Shabbos, Israel was under the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for sure there was the Hishtadlus of the Armed Forces and the Air Force and the Iron Dome and the American missile system, but over 300 missiles and drones, which each one of them could have caused tremendous damage, was fired from Iran into the land of Israel. And miraculously, Rabbi say 99% either did not make it or they were shot down. And I have to tell you that last Matzei Shabbos, the Rebbetzin and I went to the Kaisel to go daven. And it was surreal going to the Kaisel. There weren't a lot of people there when we went. People had already heard the news that Iran is planning on firing the missiles. It's going to take a couple hours. And we said to ourselves, what's the best thing for us to do? The best thing is to turn to the Rebbeinu Shem, who is the Mogen. He's the one that shields us. And we davened and we prayed and we did our bit to help, to ask and beseech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. And I'm sure that we weren't the only ones. Everyone else also was turning their hearts and their minds towards the Rebbeinu Shem. The Rebbeinu Shem is the Kol Yochel. And look what Nisan Rebbeinu Shem did. I have to tell you that the entire week, as we, you know, analyze all the stories and the scientists and everything else, it's mamash on Nes and Nigla. It's a revealed Nes, and I know that people went to the Kaisel. I heard that Reb Binyamin Finkel, the Mashgiach of the Mir, the great Tzaddik, the Blaze Yehuda, and the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, they went to say Nishmas Kol Chai. And we have to express our thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And when we say thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's almost a cliche, because this is really a miracle of Ki Mei Tzei Schom Eretz Mitzrayim Ren and Aflois. But the world doesn't necessarily see it in the same way that we see it. And that in itself needs a lot of introspection, and we hope that we'll be able to get emuna, we'll be able to get chizuk from some of the things we're going to speak about, and that we should be able to get a proper perspective, and we should be able to move forward, because the story has not ended. We haven't yet been zoicha to the gula, but we're praying and we're hoping that it will happen. Last night, Israel, it seems, went in and did fire into Iran, and we have to see what's going to be the reverberations from that. No one really knows what the secrets that are going on behind the different countries, but we have to know one thing. Our focus has to be, what can we do? Our part is to dive into the Rebbeinu Shlom and to be mekayim the mitzvahs kitikuna, and to have complete emuna in the Rebbeinu Shlom. So everyone has to be margish that we shouldn't be shakua in Mitzrayim. We shouldn't be weighted down and drowned into the Mitzrayim. I was thinking perhaps that what's the reason why this year Parshas Metzora is the parasha that we're going to be reading on Shabbos HaGadol. We usually read it after Pesach, Tazrim Metzora, this year because of the leap year. So we're reading it earlier, reading Parshas Metzora. So first of all, did we know there's two names to the Metzora? It's called Negoyim and it's called Tzaras. So why do we call the parasha? It's called Parshas Metzora. Should we call Parshas Negoyim? So I saw that Reb Zalman Sirotskin says that the Torah says Zos Tia Torah HaMetzora, because the Tzaras is really the einish that comes for a person that speaks lashon hara. The negayim comes for other reasons as well, but taras comes specifically for lashon hara. Mitzi shemra, mitzayra is mitzi shemra. Therefore, we're maskir the taras on mitzayra. What's mitzi shemra? A person that's mitzi shemra, and then the Rebbeinu Shem makes a pella. He makes a tremendous miracle. That when a person speaks lashon hara, so if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, so the first thing that happens, the Rambam writes about it in the Halachas of Taras, the first thing that happens is really that the bayis, the house becomes nagua, it has a leper, a spots, and you can't wash it off with regular material. Yeah, a person has to go to the kayin, and he has to then do tshuva, and if that doesn't work, then the next thing that happens is his begadim also become filled with taras. And if he doesn't do tshuva, then the next thing is the body will become filled with tzaras. So what do we see from all of this? The Ramban says, and other Mepharshim say, this is all miraculous events. This is the way the Jewish people live. The Jewish people live under miracles. And the purpose is for us to learn Musar and for us to better ourselves. So it's so apropos, the Rabbi said, we're sitting here, and we have to recognize the Ribbono Shel'Olam is making nisim for us. And all of the nisim includes everything. We don't fully understand what has taken place in the last 6 months. We know the heartache. We know the tsar that many, many Yidden have gone through and that we're all going through. And we don't necessarily see what's going to be the end. But we who are maminim, b'nei maminim, what do we say in the Agoda? Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shomer Haftachos Al Yisrael. We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one that Shomer his promise to Klal Yisrael. So there's no question HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And even in the midst of the events that took place in Simchas Torah, and now, 6 months later, we're sitting here by Erev Pesach, we have to recognize this is all Me'ez Hashem Hois Hazois. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that the battlefield is not ended. We have the battlefield from the south. We have the battlefield from the north. We have a new battlefield from Iran. But who is the Balabayas? Who is the true one that's in charge? Rabbi said, it's very clear. Yeah? We have to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that He's the Balabas. He's the one that watched. He's the one that protects us. He's always protecting us. And this is so important for us to say out aloud, HaTov HaMeitiv Ki Lo Yicholu Rachamecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's good, and he's the one that's meitiv, and his rachamim doesn't end. And what did we do in Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, we took the carbon pest, we took the seh, and we shechted it. We shechted it, and the Egyptians, they had to grit their teeth. That was their god. And I saw one of the Mepharshim says that the Pshat and Shabbos HaGadol of the Nes wasn't only that they had to grit their teeth, but the Bechairis of Mitzrayim, they asked the Yidden, what are you doing? So they told them, we're shechting the Korban Pesach because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out. And he told us that we're going to shech the Korban Pesach. So they went into Paris Palace, the Bukhara, and they started screaming at him, let the Yidden go. Don't you see that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it was Mekuyim from the nine Makkas? So now we're all going to die. And Pyro said, no, we're not going to let them go. He was stubborn. And it says the Bukhairis went and they killed their fathers, who were also Bukhairis. There was a war that took place that night, Rabbi. So that was part of the Nes, and that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. So we have to recognize that the purpose of everything that's going on is for us to recognize that Mitzayra, we have to be Mitzi the Ra. It comes upon us. Our purpose is to be Mitzi the Ra. And it's so significant. I was just thinking in the Dover Pashin. It's so interesting that this is what we're going to be doing on the Leil Pesach. But night before Pesach, we're going to be biting to remove the chametz, to remove the Ra in the world. I saw a Gevaldik Avort in the Haggadah from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says that we say to Manishtana. What do we say to Manishtana? Manishtana, Alayla, Azem, Yikol Alaylas. Why is this night different than all the other nights? And there's many, many contemporary Pirushim, but the Rebbe says, Laila always represents Golus. Why is this galus, this night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, different than all the other nights? What does that mean? Why is it that on this night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yidden sit together and they feel emuna? They feel belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're margish to emuna. We feel the protection. It's Nel Shimurim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an event to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being shimer us. He did it, I said, Nel Shimurim Muktam. The Yetzir is, Shekol HaLeilat HaRoichlum Chometz HaMaitzah HaLeilah Zekula Matzah. All the other nights of the year, we mix Chometz and Matzah, but tonight it's Matzah. Matzah represents the Yetzir Tov. It's lechem oini, it's lechem from aniyim, it's beli, so'or, doesn't have any gaiva. It's without the chametz, it's without ra. And therefore this night, the Leil Pesach, we're supposed to feel, what can we do to remove the ra? And how do we sit on Leil Pesach? We sit mesubin, we sit reclining, we're margish like a melech, but it's not just to be margish like a melech. But the mesubim is, we recognize that we are surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we can sit like B'nai Chayrin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. When do we feel like this? When we remove the Ra. Kulay Matzah, Rabbi Sai. Kulay, without any implements, without any gaiva, without any gashmias. I saw written down from my old notes that the Rajba writes, why is Chometz Aser B'mashu? Why is Chometz Aser even from a little bit? Because it represents Ra. And Ra, even in its smallest form, is Usur. Before we say why, the main thing is that Lasid Lavai, the Rajba says, that the Rebbeinu Shem will be Mevara, the Ra, from the world. He's going to remove the Ra. He's going to destroy the Ra. There will be no Ra. It will be like Adam Arishin Kodem Achet. The whole world will be like Pesach, will remove all the Ra. That's the way the world is going to be constantly. There will only be matzah. There will be, and this is the again, we're just repeating this. This is the, be mitzi the ra, be mitzi the shem, not be mitzi the ra. Don't be mitzi shem ra, be mitzi the ra. And why is it that the ra, even in its smallest form, is usher? So I once was masbir, because this is the way the Yetzar, says, Ayoyim asekach, umacher asekach. Says, oh, today you'll do a little aveira, tomorrow you'll do a little aveira. He gets you to do bite sizes. Before you know it, you're having whole meals of it. And therefore, the way to stop it is to do the opposite, is do lasei toiv. For sure we have to remove the ra from the world. We're baidik, and we remove the ra from the world. But the most important thing for us to recognize, lasei toiv, you can't necessarily accomplish everything. But just like over here, it's aveira, gereris aveira. So we have to do the opposite, mitzvah, gereris mitzvah. Hayoyim asekach, umach asekach. Today I'll do this mitzvah, tomorrow I'll do this mitzvah. Rav Sternbach Shlita says that there's no question, we're holding mamish ot. He said this week, when he saw the moon on Matzei Shabbos, before the news came out, he says it's going to be a difficult week for Klal Yisrael. He was able to see something in the moon, don't ask me what. But he's been saying the entire time, and I heard this week he said it again, I was oichet to go by a bris of a great-grandson, and I got a bracha, and I gave him a mazel tov. They named him after Elchanan, I must pass this after Elchanan Wasserman Zatzal, who was one of his rabbeim, who he had the schus to merit to meet and to spend time with, and was gave him a lot of hadracha. And he said that, how could people not be nispoiled from what happened on Matzah Shabbos and not turn to do tshuva? Because in order for us to be zoicha to Mashiach and to the final redemption, there's no question that we have to be Isaac in Yonei of Tshuva. And as I always say, we can't necessarily resolve everything, but let us be from those that are Hayom Asekach, Umachar Asekach. We're going to do our bit. We're going to be mekabling ourselves at least the Darkei Tshuva. If we'll do that, then this Shabbos HaGadol will be hopefully a Pesach for us to have a closer connection to the Gula. I saw brought down that we know that we have 4 cups of wine that we drink on Leil Pesach, Keneged the Dalad Lashayna Shogula. And the question is, it's connected the four lashonos of gula, v'tzeitzi, v'tzalti, v'galti, v'lakachti, and everyone raises the question that there's another pasuk, another lashon of gula, heivesi al aretz hazos, and we don't drink the fifth cup of wine, even though we do have the koshel el elio, but we don't drink the fifth cup of wine. So there, I saw brought down from the Sefer Teres Chaim that he says that really Klal Yisrael, it was supposed to be decreed upon the Jewish people that they should be in Mitzrayim for tough Lambet Shana, 430 years. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there were such merirus that took place from the time that Miriam was born, which is a remez to the concept of merirus, so then the Gula began that process and we only had it for 86 years. So it comes out like this. We only had one-fifth of 430, because 86 is one-fifth. 86 is also the Gematria Kais. She counted. Chaf and the Samach is 80, and the Vav is 86. So what do? We drink four cups of Gula, because Klal Yisrael really was supposed to have 430, but we only had 86. So we had Gula. That was v'tzeisi v'tzalti v'ga'alti v'lokachti. That's four-fifths of 430. And we say, Kais Yeshua esa v'shem Hashem ekra. The Kais represents Yeshua. So the Dalit Kaises are connected the four Lashonis Agula. But there's still one Kais, the Kais Chamishi, which was what? Which was the time period that we were in Mitzrayim, and there was Meriris. But the Gemara tells us that Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. And Olam Hazeh, for good things, when we hear good tidings, we're supposed to say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Val Besuris Ros, the Gemara says, you say Baruch Dainemus. When you have a bad tiding, then you say Baruch Dainemus. La Olam Haba, everything is Kuloi HaTov HaMeitiv. Which means to tell us that La Asid Lavai, we're going to be able to see, it's going to be clear to us, all of the rows, all of the tzaras, everything that was difficult, all of the Holocaust, all of the Inquisitions, all of the October 7th, which we don't fully understand, we can't comprehend in our world, everything really is toiv ve'emes v'nitzchi. And therefore, we're not going to say Baruch Dayan Emes. Everything is going to be kula ha-toiv ha-meitiv. And therefore, in this world, we're made the kais yeshuas, or the yeshuas, the four times of the 86 that we didn't have to go into Shibud, but Lasid Lavai, when everything will be clear to us, will be Zaycha, that the 86 years that we were in the Shibud, which were difficult, we will see clearly, and that's really a dogma, a model for all Goluses, all events which seem to be difficult. We're going to then lift up that Kais Chamishi, which we call the Kais Shel Eliyahu, and we're going to be able to be Meshabeach, to say, like we said, you didn't say Nishmas, and gives Atoiv Kilo Cholerach Amecha. So the Kais Chamishi will be La'asid Lovei. That's why we only have the Kais Chamishi, La'asid Lovei. But I saw a Maisa of a Bacher, a Yeshiva Bacher that lived in, he lived in the Lithuanian Yeshivas during World War I. And he was a poor Bacher. And all of a sudden, he saw that his he didn't have a suit. You know, there was no gemachim in those days. Today, everyone, there's always people that are helping people. Ah, tremendous amount of chesed that goes on. He mamish, his suit was ripped and everything. He said, I have to, can't do this. Can't go into Pesach. Can't be a Ben Churin like this. He decided the only thing he could do is, couldn't afford to buy a new suit. He was able to get a needle and thread. And he said that he's going to what? He's going to sew his pants and sew his jacket together again. It shouldn't be threadbare the way it was. The only problem is he had no second pair of pants. So he asked the people that he lived in, that he used to get tech from, could he use a room? They said, yeah, there's a little room, a storage room. You can sit there. So he went into that room and he took off his pants and he started sewing and he was able to finish it after a long time and he was very, very happy. And as he was getting up to put the pants back on, all of a sudden, he felt something spill. And what was it? It was a big vat they used to have in the old days something called borscht. I know I grew up with borscht. It was something that was from Russia, and it's a very, like, it's made out of beets, and it's like a, you have to have a certain taste to it because it's really bitter. It doesn't really have such a great taste. But the Russians and Yidden, they love borscht. They have something about borscht. So the it seems that this family, they had stored the borscht vat in that room, and he didn't realize it. And all of a sudden, all of the borscht that they had prepared for the whole yontif was spilling on the floor. And all of a sudden, people in the yontif were saying, "Oh, yeah, 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 yeah." He and this boy was so embarrassed. What's going to be? What's going to be? And then, and he was thinking to himself, "Ay, ay, ay, what kind of thing? They did me such a tayv, and now I did such a bad thing for them." So he, and as he was about to go out into the room, and he's thinking, what is he going to say to the whole family? All of a sudden, they hear someone screaming, "He came! He came!" There was excitement in the air. Everyone started, the tone changed, and they were very, very happy. What happened? They had a son. This family that had been into the war and the Russian army for many, many years, and they didn't know what was going on with him. He was an only child, an only son. And all of a sudden, he came back at that moment. All of a sudden, everyone forgot about the borscht. And they started thinking, Yankel, our son, came home. The borscht became borscht. It became nothing. And he was able to somehow get out. Now, the truth is, okay, but they didn't have any borscht. You know what I mean? Like, okay, their son came back. But now they don't have the borscht. What are they going to do for Pesach? The answer is, everything's about perspective. If a person understands that in life we have two different elements, there are times of happiness, times of joy, and there are times of tzaras. But if a person recognizes everything that is given to us is really a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really kula tov v'meitiv, like I said before. We go in this world, what do we have? We have to have a certain amount of tzaras. But if we keep the proper perspective and we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, then the borscht is just borscht. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved a Yiddish soldier. This is the pshat. Every single generation, and this is the message we want to give, we have to recognize Kilu Hu Yotzeh Mimitzrayim. If we can understand that no matter what's going on in our daily lives, no matter how difficult life seems to be, we don't really see how the gula is going to come, but we have a haftacha. Rabbi said, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, just like we are going to hopefully remove the ra as best as we can, we shouldn't be even a mashu of ra left over. The Ribbono Shel Olam will look at our mitzvahs, our ma'asim tovim. We'll be zeichem mitzvah Hashem that this Shabbos HaGadol will be Shabbos HaGadol. Amitis, we should be zeichem to the Gula Shleima, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Yontif. We should all say, to Ribbono Shel Olam, just like you watched over us in Mitzrayim, you watch over us now. Nishmas kol chai t'orach Hashimcha Hashem Elokeinu. We have no words to thank you. And if we'll say that to the Ribbono Shel Olam, hopefully the Ribbono Shel Olam will seek this chusim of Klal Yisrael. We should be zeichet to the gula amitis v'meirav yameinu with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu v'meirav yameinu. Amen v'amen. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much for listening. We want to thank jfoundations.com. If you could sponsor any of our activities, it'd be another way of addressing and being able to give over Torah to other people. Go on the website and show your support. Thank you very much for joining us.